Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It's game number two, Yankees versus the Royals. Yankees won game one. It was a wild one. Jake's here as well. And Zach makes his return to the pregame show. I think this is your first pregame show post All-Star break.
Yeah, got a little busy there, but we're back.
Guitars in the chat for Zach.
Guitars in the chat for Zach.
He's back.
Actually, microphones, because he's a singer.
Thank you.
Cancel the guitars, make them...
A guitar with a microphone.
Yes.
And a surfboard, because Higgy's starting too, and Zach and Higgy are...
He's the only Yankee that knows I exist, kind of. Tyler Wade?
T-Wade.
Yeah.
And he's not in the starting lineup today, Tyler Wade. And we will talk about the starting lineup. Then we will talk about what we were watching out for. Then we will do... The pitching path to victory. After that, homer draft. After that, over under premonitions. After that, which you're going to want to perk your damn ears up because Jake's a miracle machine. And the newest segment that Zach will be hearing for the first time: rank this picture of Zach. BBD usually presents the picture, so if you could just go find a picture of yourself for us to rank, that would be.
That scares me.
If you could put a picture on the screen of yourself. So we'll rank you.
It's after premonitions. It's a new segment.
And the whole chat will rank you.
Yeah, whole chat gets involved. Boy. Guitars and mics in the chat. Looks beautiful.
Binary scale, 1 or 0, if you'd want to sleep with Zach.
Yeah.
But it's at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. All right, the lineup today is as follows. DJ LeMahieu goes back to the leadoff spot, Giancarlo Stanton batting second and playing left field. Aaron Judge playing right field. Both the big guys are in the corners. Joey Gallo's DHing. Luke Voit's playing first base. Rugi is at third. Higashioka is catching. Jonathan Davis is in center field. And Velasquez gets the start at shortstop.
I'll be honest for a second. Gallo DHing, hey, we don't know what we don't know. I start every episode with that. He's looked really good. He's a great defender, and there is an off day on Friday. So, hey, if you're getting off his feet for a day, I kind of get it, but I'd almost rather DH Judge.
Well,
you know?
Judges had a DH day, like, in this week.
I'm sure it's part of their plan, but it's also, like...
Well, I don't think it's part of the plan. I think after the long day, they were like, hey, we need to use the DH day on someone else.
I don't know, but
Stan,
it's kind of...
Stan, you're the only one who got a half day.
It's kind of like what you're saying, like, Judge got the last one, which that felt part of a plan. Like, I think this could be attached to that, which, whatever. Top five in our lineup is really nice. Top six, nice with a fun Rugi twist.
So Gallo's played every inning of every single game since he got traded over, 11 games straight. It's not crazy amount. You know.
He's young and healthy.
Yeah, I'm not that upset by it. We did guess the lineup on the episode earlier today. We were wondering if they were going to put DJ right back at the leadoff spot or if they weren't with a lefty on the bump. If they didn't, it would have kind of been like, ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, he really... And there's no other options. It would have been Voit, which they have done before. So they settle that. DJ is still leadoff versus lefties. Question? Comment?
We talked about it, and we were talking out of our butts. Talking Yanks episode went live today. Go listen to that before the game. Now that DJ's back, I like it. Because basically what they've now done is just, it's an option. Like, if DJ wasn't batting leadoff, we'd be like, okay, so there's going to be no DJ leadoff for a while. Now with him going back, and I didn't say this on the episode, so got the right to change my mind. Like, I like it. I like that DJ's not necessarily locked in a leadoff, but he was the best option to lead off today. That's where we basically ended the show.
He was
so
the best
use
option.
Him. Yeah. So I'm okay with it.
Other things people might be thinking about, Jonathan Davis gets a start at center field. We thought that would happen. Guardy is 38. He has been playing a lot, and he played all of the game yesterday. I suspect and I hope that as soon as Daniel Lynch, the lefty starting pitcher for the Blue Jays, is out of the game, if it's a close game, Gardner will pinch hit for Davis as the lefty bat. Davis is the righty bat. Understand that one. Not upset about it. I would have rather seen Velasquez at short instead of Wade. I know it's a lefty pitcher, and Velasquez is a switch hitter, but
Wade at short instead of Velasquez.
I know that it's a lefty, and Wade's a lefty, and you don't want to do that, and you're doing the righty versus the lefty, and maybe Wade pinch hits as soon as the lefty's out, but I think it would have been nice to kind of reward Wade a little bit for the at-bats and the good he's been doing.
And I do, you know, like we talked about with Gallo, I do think they're tracking innings closer than we think, so even if Davis and Velasquez play six innings, I think the Yankees think that's a win. So we'll see. And Velasquez will get some at-bats from the right side tonight. We'll see what he looks like over there. And he was pretty awesome defensively. Like, the way he attacks balls at shortstop is special. I hope the Orioles or another bad team, like, lets him play a full year at shortstop, because he looked like he could be, like, gold glove-type potential over there. But, hey. It is what it is. We knew the bottom three tonight we weren't going to be in love with, but again, for a lot of COVID, a lot of injuries, this is a pretty good lineup.
Yeah, not that upset. About Higgy getting the game, we talked about that on the show too, and long game yesterday, but tomorrow is a day after
righty
night,
lefty.
And righty-lefty makes more sense. So,
and yeah, we'll... you know, they've got options. The Yankees have started using their bench even early, so that's kind of fun. So Wade can pinch run for anyone. And I could even see them, if Higgy's on in a tied game late, you can use Wade and go to Brantley and not feel bad about it, because Higgy did catch a lot yesterday. So we mentioned the lefty on the bump for Kansas City, Jim.
Yeah, he's been good.
Daniel
lately.
Lynch. Is that an early settler's name? When did Lynch?
It could be.
Yeah. Daniel Lynch, former first-round pick of the Royals, rookie. This is going to be his seventh game started. Yankees against a rookie. We've seen that formula work and not work. His last three starts have been pretty good.
Yeah.
Detroit, Toronto, Chicago, White Sox. So let's see what the kid's got. I don't know.
The name Lynch is Gaelic, descendant of the name Loingsich, a personal name meaning mariner from a long ship. So, okay. Like a long ship in Gaelic sounds like Longshik, and then that Longshik just got shortened to Lynch when it got anglicized.
We got it all here.
So he's Gaelic. Gaelic.
You have what to watch for in this game, Jim?
Yeah. I would really like to watch Luke Voit's at-bats. You had a nice little speech about how, like, Yankee fans were giving him shit when they shouldn't. Yankee fans now, well, whatever. It's always Yankee fans. Like, Judge got too much shit for striking out once in non-clutch situation. He came through yesterday in the clutch, but no one will care about that at all.
Ever.
If he strikes out with a good runner on, they'll say, he never comes through, when he literally... in the last four games has come through twice in very clutch, two out, late and close situations. So Yankees fans are just kind of bug eaters sometimes, and we are Yankee fans, and we are those bug eaters sometimes too. But anyway, like all that Before he was getting so much shit for, like, he just came back. It was literally like 6 at bats.
Yeah.
Voit's lost. Gets two big hits yesterday. It was quick.
It was quick.
It was the quickest.
Even for Yankees fans. Even,
yeah, that was the quickest shit in the world.
Like, that was Rizzo effect.
Oh, yeah.
That was Rizzo effect.
Yeah. So I'm watching Voit because the home runs were great. His press conferences have been like a touch of sad, but also a touch of cool and good. Because he was like, yeah, it sucks, man. Like, my name was in trades, but, you know, I'm going to work as hard as I can while I'm here. That's my job. Work my butt off. So I'd like to see him put together a couple more at-bats. I hope that he comes up in big spots again. I think he comes through.
And it was a nice homer. It was an opposite field pitch, like almost off the dish. Barrels it, drives it the opposite way. That's what a good look Luke Voit looks like. I'm going to go with the second time through the lineup. Haven't dropped one of those in a while, but we're seeing a kid for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see his stuff. And again, LeMahieu, Stanton, Judge, Voit. I mean, those are big right-handed hitters. So, you know, I'll give him the first time through. Let's see what the kid's got. But that second time through, I want some damage. So watch out for the third inning, I'd say.
Okay. I'm interested to see him against Gallo and Rugi because I was pulling up his Baseball Savant splits, and he really hasn't faced a lot of lefties at all. He has only – I don't know how many batters. I can find out soon. He's only thrown 24 pitches to lefty hitters this season.
Wow.
So how many batters do you think that is? 6?
I'll go 7.
7? I'll try and find it. But, yeah, I wonder who he's faced.
Who have you faced, Lynch? Like,
At the MLB level. At the MLB level, Gallo and O'Dor. They both have good numbers against lefties.
Right.
So maybe, let me find it. Maybe the very few lefties that Daniel Lynch has faced haven't been, you know, if they're impressive names, they're impressive names. If not, he has faced Akil Baddoo, Josh Naylor, Eddie Rosario, and that's all.
Okay. Cream of the crop. I came to get down.
I came to get down. I came to get down.
I'd like to see Zach perform that, too.
And Josh Naylor
add that to the list.
Doubled.
You love Josh Naylor.
He's the Cheshire Cat. Baddoo put it in play. Hey. Yeah, I think he only has one strikeout. Okay, I kind of changed my what to watch for. Let's see him against these lefties.
Doing Akil Baddoo.
Yeah.
Jim, the pitching path to victory tonight's an interesting one.
Yeah, because they used a lot of relievers, but some of them can be used again.
Nestor Cortez Jr. will get the start. Handsome. We like him. He's been good.
I think this is Nestor to Kerner to
you
Ridings.
You think it's Kerner day?
Yeah. I think it's Ridings as well. They should have used him. I was surprised they went to Wandy over Ridings yesterday. Wandy is the only one by Yankees rules that is right. Out.
Right.
I think Litke's out too, but because then it would be 3 games in 5 days where he threw...
3-6.
3-6?
I think Litke's on the table here. So let's aim big and then we'll miss small. Let's say Nestor goes 5 shutty. Well, it doesn't have to be shutty, but 5, which he's been doing. You get a Ridings inning. Joely, Litke, and then Britton?
It would be 3-5 for Litke. He's 2 for his last, he's thrown twice in the last 4 games.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes.
So I think Litke's out because he throws 30 pitches. If you throw him three times out of 5 days, 30 pitches every day, I mean, that's really – you're not asking for good stuff from him. He's thrown 60 pitches in the last – I think – I would think Litke's out.
Interested to see. I mean, either Ridings, they've been doing the every other day thing. I think they were doing that in the minor leagues too. So we should get a Ridings inning. So Nestor and Ridings have been kind of our two most fun pitchers this year. So
and we love the concept of Ridings following Nestor.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect. So there's 6. Joely is available.
I think you have a big lead. You go Kerner the rest of the way. Nestor Ridings Kerner with a big lead. Nestor Ridings Joely and who threw the least amount of pitches yesterday?
Chad threw 18, Britton threw 20, and we like keeping him regular.
I think Johnny's out.
I think Johnny's out too.
So you think Littke might be in play? I kind of hope he isn't. I think it wouldn't be the freshest of arm to use. So I think the Wandy, Littke, and Johnny are out. Britton will be the closer. Chad is in play, but I don't think they want to use both Britton and Chad.
Right.
I think it's Nestor, Ridings, Joely, or Kerner with Britton available at the end. Score big.
Yeah, I just think a Kerner is ideal if it's a blowout. But like you said, kind of the last time we talked about Kerner, he's stretched out to be a starter, so I don't think they're just going to give him an inning.
No, if it's a blowout, he finishes the game.
Right, but we're talking pitching path to victory. Tight game.
Tight game, Ridings to Joely.
So that's 6-7.
Yeah, you can split maybe 3 between them. Ridings went 1.1 last time.
Okay, so you want to get multiple out of them.
And then Britton.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to see Ridings in the eighth. That'd be fun.
I don't mind either, but I just love the idea of Ridings coming out right after Nestor.
Obviously. Yeah. It's the dream. Go from this freak to that freak.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the four, I'd guess.
Okay.
And then if it's a blowout, you go Kerner.
Or Nelson.
You go Kerner 7-8-9, and then like Nelson 9 if you don't want to go him. But Kerner was up 2 games ago. They got to use him or ditch him at some point.
Use him or lose him.
That's what they say about shoes. At this one adventure park I went to. They caught you walking around without your shoes on. You were holding them in your hands. They just snatch them and throw them out. They had guys on bikes. The back of the bike license plate said, use them or lose them. They steal all your shoes.
I've never cared. Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
Okay, Zach, since the All-Star break, what you have missed?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm listening.
I won. Actually.
Since the All-Star break.
Yeah. What? The dates are all wrong on here.
Mm-hmm.
What was the All-Star break? Toronto was before the break, right?
Yeah. Yes. Let me look at what you're looking at.
Okay, I got it. Houston, we don't even know.
We got it. Jake won Boston series.
Jake won the Boston series.
First one after.
I won the Philly series.
Philly series, 2-game set. Nobody liked it.
3-0.
I won the next Boston series.
1-0. No one homered.
Tie.
Wow.
So those are rollover points. If I win those this series, that's huge.
Never been a rule.
Well, Zach's the commissioner, so let him figure it out.
Lots of ties.
Evil laugh right in your face.
Next year?
That was an evil laugh right in your
next
face.
Next year?
Yeah.
I love the idea of rollovers.
He's the commissioner. Let him decide on his own time.
Money pushes to the next hole.
He'll let you know when that comes through.
Yeah. Zach, you're the commissioner, and you can make a ruling.
Yeah.
If you rule that the current ties roll over, I will not do another pregame show for the rest of my life.
Save us some time.
Kind of puts a lot of pressure on me. Yeah. A lot of one-to-one ties.
Save
one homer
like
to one homer.
A crucial hour and a half every day.
Jaquan's out.
Be nice.
No more pregame show?
Enjoy life. That's what life's about.
Even though your premonitions, so hot in the streets.
Tweet him out.
Wow.
I'm on Twitter.
Okay.
No more pregame show. I get first pick. DJ LeMahieu not having a home run on the weirdest hit yesterday. I was excited for a second because I thought it was going to be a home run.
Looked like a triple off the bat.
Very odd. I will take Judge with my first pick.
It's a good pick.
Thank you. Now you get 2 picks.
That was a good pick.
Wow. Thanks.
I took Guardy Gallo, the G's. So let's keep the G's going. I'll take Stanton.
Good pick.
First name, Giancarlo, for those who don't know.
Uh-huh.
And then I will take, I'm looking, let's go with, I got to keep the G's going. I will go with Luke Voit.
Good pick. I was going to take him next.
Spelled like John Voit with a G to keep the G's going.
I was going to take him if you didn't.
Locky Glizzy with a good point. Higgy and Zach go deep tonight. Sweat face.
What does that mean?
Dude, my options are
sure.
The two lefties, Jonathan Davis or Velasquez. Those are my two options. Those are my options. So I'm going to take one of the lefties. And I'll take Odor. He hits lefties well, and he wants to just show this rookie what up.
Yeah, don't put the lefties under the bus. Two of our best power hitters this year.
Yeah. I'm taking Judge and Odor.
Good picks.
Nice.
Zork, whose picks do you like?
I got to be honest. I was looking for the Judge Voit combo.
Yeah, so was I.
I kind of thought that was where I was going to lean, but I like Stanton Voit over Judge Odor, so I'm going Jake.
I'm kind of Judge Odor.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sorry.
Well, those are my picks.
Yeah.
I like the Voit pick.
Zach, it's called Fade in the Fade with the Fade.
Yes.
Full circle.
Long Island.
What do you think the over-under is, Jake? Yesterday you got the under wrong.
Kind of.
Jake got to tie, Zach. He got to 48 and 48.
I still have BBD's three losses in here, so I'm actually, I was above 500.
Can't
and
miss.
I didn't accept BBD's losses.
Can't miss.
I didn't place them, so to be Jake's picks.
You get picks by proxy.
What do we think the over-under is tonight?
10.
Rook versus Nestor.
Either 9.5 again or 10, but they had it at 10.
Bullpen.
They had it at 10 yesterday.
And the game should have been under. It should have been a 3-1 game yesterday. Let's say they leave it at 9.5.
All right, I'm going to go 10. 10.5.
Holy smokes.
I'm taking the under.
Holy cow, it's we a had fly to get, ball down the left field
that's
line.
High. We had to get so, 7-3 is still the under here. We had to get so crazy yesterday to get the over.
Mm. Give me the over.
Wow, he loves it. He loves it. Jake, what's your premonition, primo boy?
I haven't even thought about it.
Good. That's when they're the best.
We're in Kansas City. I think that's where I started yesterday. Rukun Khan yucking it up on the call. Okay, I'm going to do some we don't normally do. I'm going to dig into the pitching path to victory. I'm going to take Steven Ridings 3Ks. Ridings fever.
That's a premonition.
Yeah.
In a row? Whoa, what
I'll
happened?
Look, but I don't, right now I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I'll look at the two frogs and see.
He's looking at the two frogs for those listening on the podcast app.
You can give your premo.
Oh, I don't want to interrupt yours.
No.
You've been nothing but
I
gold.
I gave full permission.
Wow.
Permission, premonition, anagrams for each other.
Oh, wow. You have Ridings having 3Ks.
Yeah.
All right. I have Odor and Higgy having some exchange that's off in a good way, and we like it.
Okay.
Odor may, like, pick Higgy up in a celebration.
Okay.
Or Higgy might whip out some wild handshake where he just holds his hand still and Odor does all the movement.
That's the work.
Like, there's just, you know, they're back-to-back today in the order. And it might be like, you know, there's a reaction or something that happens, and we go, oh, I didn't know those two had spent enough time together to do that, you know? Something like that.
I like that, yeah. Homer ball would engage that. I could see a relay throw.
From Odor?
Yeah.
To Higgy?
And Odor gives like a point or something, and Higgy doesn't see it.
Yeah.
So Odor keeps pointing.
Maybe Higgy boxes him out of a mound visit. He's like, hey, dude, this
they're
is
not
what
consecutive.
Well, okay, the frogs have spoken. They are not consecutive. So what's that mean? How many runs does he give up in between? I hope none.
Zero.
Okay, bye.
That's not how we end it.
Oh, yeah. We end the pregame show in a new way.
Picture of Zach.
Oh, yeah. We have, do you have the picture of you to rank?
I do have a picture, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
There, yeah.
Oh,
new this picture actually makes me laugh, so I thought it would be a good one.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
You and a fan.
Who's, I don't know.
Looks like. It looks like your eyes are closed a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a 9.3.
Yeah.
Is that are the eyes closed for the picture? Are those the white claws kicking in?
Or
a little combo?
You're getting there. Yeah.
Okay.
This was BBD and I, and also Sam, went to Billy's to watch the game.
Sam doesn't
last
exist.
Week. Yeah,
this week.
Oh, yeah, she's gone. But this might have been after a couple drinks.
Okay.
So
9.2 for me.
Makes me laugh.
We're just doing Zach, right?
Yes, I'm not ranking BBD. That's not part of it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't like that. We can't be ranking him while he's not here.
Save that for his dating
show.
That would
be tough. I wonder if he's in the chat at all.
Wow. Optimus Zach. What'd you give?
9.2.
I'm going 9.3.
Yeah, I think I was 9.3 at one point. And then we just stand up now, Zach.
We've never really talked about this. We just do it. You have to stand up, too.
Oh, okay.
And then you just end the show.
I can end the show.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.